Come to the table with options. Do not be a one-idea leader. Present at least three options and lay out a best scenario, but provide alternative pathways to solve the problem with its own very own pro and con list. Now, hear me out. Leaders like options. We spoke about coming to the table with solutions to your problems. However, part of understanding how to lead up is understanding authority figures. Leading up typically fails when you dictate to your supervisor how they are to respond and approve your plans. No bueno. They need to feel as if they are in charge. Hear me real quick. Therefore, I provide options. I provide at least three well-constructed plans to solve the exact same problem. Now, here's the insider secret. I can actually steer their choices toward the option I want. I can present three viable options, and yet one is just a little sweeter than the rest. Now, these three options, hear me out real quick. Number one, dream big, shoot for the stars. Number two, what you really want, the choice you hope they pick. And finally, number three, the bare minimum. So low, if they pick this, they're gonna feel embarrassed. Now I'm gonna start with number two, the one that you really want. Now my middle choice is always the one that is the one that I want, and it's not only the most reasonable choice, but it's the one I hope they pick. I lay out the best and most reasonable plan possible. Stop with me for a moment. When it comes to the dream big option, shoot for the stars, I lay out a plan that would solve the problem and more. I almost like stack my middle option to have more stuff. You see, here's the deal. This is far more than I really want. But hey, if they pick this top tier solution, double win. Option one is a long shot, but it passively drives them to view my middle option more favorably. Hear me out real quick. There have been times where I have shot for the stars and they said yes. Now let's move to number three, the bare minimum. So low that if they choose this option, they're gonna feel embarrassed. Now, while this option will solve the problem and address my issue, it is rather underwhelming and it's not the best choice. In my pro and con list, the cons are a little heavier, tilting everything toward this middle option once again. I read on a fortune cookie that diplomacy is the art of letting someone else have your way. Now let me state that again. Diplomacy is the art of letting someone else have your way. You see, leaders, they want to be in charge. That's one important key to leading up. Let them have the final say. Let them do the deciding. Let them be the boss. You see, effective leading up provides your leader with choices. Those choices, however, they do lie within your control to lay forth. Bottom line when leading up, provide options.